Senate Democrats introduced legislation last night that would require the Federal Communications Commission to alert Congress if it intends to relax current rules limiting media ownership. Lawmakers worry that the FCC's new chairman, Michael Powell, may give in to pressure from media executives who seek to expand their shares of the market. Some of those executives sparred with the Senate panel yesterday. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It's been 5 years now since Congress loosened its restrictions on media acquisitions. Lawmakers were swayed by arguments that networks needed to acquire more local stations to survive. They raised from 25% to 35% the share of U.S. homes that any one media group can reach. At yesterday's hearing of the Senate Commerce Committee, North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan deplored what he saw as a sharp trend of media consolidation.
In my judgment, there is no basis and no case that can be made to increase these broadcast limits. If anything, we had to go back to the 1996 limits, but I fear that that horse is long out of the barn.
Commerce Committee Chairman Ernest Hollings, a South Carolina Democrat, is co-sponsoring with Dorgan the bill to prevent further loosening of FCC restrictions. He said he hasn't noticed a greater variety in news and entertainment, at least not on the radio.
We used to have in my hometown three stations. All three had news. One had popular music and the other two had rock. Now I've got 11 stations, but I can tell you right now there's no choice at all other than the public radio.
At a table across from Hollings sat Viacom chief Mel Karmazan. He had to pull a microphone over to address the chairman.
I didn't think you wanted to hear what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
I love to hear what you say. If I was running CBS, I'd hire you this afternoon. Don't worry about that.
What Karmazan had to say was he wanted all the limits removed on acquiring more media outlets.
There needs to be consolidation on the network side of things. We need to see that 35% arbitrary cap removed so that we can make money on our TV station, so we can bid for programming, so we can afford to keep good programming on free over-the-air broadcasting. And we need to see further deregulation in the radio industry to compete with the technology that's satellite.
But Alan Frank, who oversees six TV affiliates as the head of Post Newsweek stations, warned that networks should be kept from buying any more local stations.
When NBC told its affiliates last fall to air Game 1 of the American League playoffs instead of the first presidential debate, it was the affiliates that complained, and ultimately the network relented and allowed affiliates to preempt the baseball game for the debate. Allowing the networks to own more stations means that next time there will be no local pressure to correct the network's bad judgment.
For his part, Tribune Company executive Jack Fuller argued the FCC should also lift restrictions on newspapers acquiring TV stations in the same media markets, a move his company has already made.
We're not in a period of concentration. We're in a period of radical fragmentation. And what you're seeing is serious journalistic organizations trying to find ways to deal with that so they can continue to support serious journalism for their communities.
But many lawmakers still have doubts about whether further media consolidation is the solution, and they seem far less inclined than the FCC is to relax the current rules. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.